Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the Big East Men's Basketball Coaches Media Teleconference. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to John Paquette. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for joining with us on our men's basketball teleconference. We'll have each coach on for approximately 8 minutes. After an opening statement, you'll be able to ask a question by hitting star one on your telephone, and then the operator will introduce you. We do have a couple of changes on our schedule today. For Creighton, at the top of the call, Greg McDermott is attending a funeral this morning, so we are going to have Steve Merfeld from his staff calling in a minute to talk about Creighton. And also later in the call, Kevin Willard of Seton Hall is under the weather and won't be available. We are going to have Steve Wojciechowski from Marquette on a few minutes earlier. And we are, if you can just hang with us for a minute or two here while we wait for Steve Merfeld from Creighton to call in. All 10 teams were in action last night in the Big East, one of the few times this season that that has happened. And again, just hang with us. We do have one more call with our coaches, and that will be on the Monday of our tournament, which is going to be March 11th, same time, same schedule. And we will be announcing the all-league teams, the all-conference teams, prior to that call on Monday. Again, we appreciate you hanging on with us here while we are getting started. Creighton was one of the teams last night that picked up a win on the road, winning at DePaul 79-67. And so now there's a three-way tie at 5-9 in the conference. Providence, DePaul, and Creighton now all 5-9 after last night's games. Again, we're also processing and Big East tournament credentials. If you still need to apply for tournament credentials, it's sportsystems.com, and that's double S in the middle, S on the end, sportsystems.com/Big East, which is our usual site for Big East tournament credentials. Okay, while we're hanging on for Creighton, I know we have Coach Ed Cooley on the line from Providence, so we're going to try to go with Ed Cooley at Providence and come back to Creighton in a few minutes, hopefully. So we do have Coach Ed Cooley on the line, and the Friars came up with a win over St. John's, 78-59 at the dunk. And again, Providence is now 5-9 in the league. They're 15-12 overall. And Marquette is at Providence on Saturday. That's a noon game on Fox. Ed, thanks for joining us on the call. If you can give us a comment or two on last night's victory and then moving on to the Marquette game on Saturday.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope you're well. I thought our guys played played spirited yesterday, a little short-handed, especially when Makai went down with an ankle injury. But I thought we were crisp offensively. We were able to play inside out. Guys followed a game plan. So we're just excited to get a win against a very talented St. John's team. Obviously, Marquette is going to be another really hard game. They're playing as well as anyone in the country. Marcus Howard, to me, is not getting the national attention he deserves with respect to how he's just scoring the ball and leading his team. Very talented offensive team. And, you know, with John being able to guard the rim and Morrow being able to physically play interior, you know, they're a very, very gifted team, and it's going to be a tough game for us.
Questions for Coach Ed Cooley. Hit star one on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our first question will come from John Stepp with Marquette Wire.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time. Marcus Howard has been around the last couple of years, but what's made him really more dangerous this year than past years?
Well, he's older, more experienced, you know, knows the league. He's always been a talented, gifted scorer. It seems like his leadership abilities, he's more vocal on the floor. He kind of knows it's his team. Wojo's done a good job just giving him a lot of latitude and a lot of freedom. He's a junior. I mean, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do to try to lead his team, and he's doing a great job at it.
And then how much harder is it to guard a Marquette team when you have Theo, John, and Ed Morrow really kind of hitting their rhythm like they have been lately?
Well, you know, it makes them very complete. You know, they're able to play inside out. You know, they're a great three-point shooting team, very good in transition. Their ball screen offense is terrific. You know, they're able to post those guys. John really guards the rim, you know, and that's one thing in our league that, you know, not many of us have. You know, Seton Hall has a rim protector, but, you know, I think Marquette may have the best rim protector, an interior defender, and John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Ben Steele with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
How you doing, Benny?
Good, man, good. A.J. Reeves didn't play. He was still out with his injury the first time you guys played Marquette. What have you seen from him since he's been back, and how does he kind of change your team offensively?
Well, you know, he's a talented scorer on the floor, you know. He's very anxious right now playing, you know, taking that 7 weeks off really set him behind. You know, set him behind, set us behind a little bit. But, you know, over the last week, we feel he's getting into a better rhythm. We feel he's getting into, more of a better shape. We're going to need him if we're going to make a run in any instance. We're going to need his offensive ability to really pick it up a little bit more. So he's coming along, but it's been a slow, slow process since his return.
Cool, man. See you Saturday.
Look forward to it.
Our next question will come from John Fanta with Big East Digital Network.
Hey, Ed, I know it's obviously college basketball, so anything can happen, but last night alone, Georgetown beats Villanova, Xavier takes down Seton Hall, St. John's has beaten Marquette and Villanova combined three times, and you've swept them, and only two wins separates third from tenth in this league. How wild is it coaching in this conference, just knowing the parity that exists?
You know, what it does is it allows you to, at least if you're not having a year you want to have, you talk to your players about, you know, all of us can beat each other, you know, so you're going to have a chance in every game. It shows the strength of the league, the parity of the league, but it also shows how young our league is. You know, we have a very young, talented league. So that bodes well for the future for the league. Right now, you just got to try to grind out as many wins as you can to try to position yourself the best you can to try to get to the Big East tournament. And when you're there, you know, for, you know, my team, you know, our hope is to try to advance as much as we can and extend our season as much as we can. You know, it's a lot of pressure now because it's going to be hard to get an at-large bid for us based on the amount of losses we have, but anything's still possible. And I think that can be said for a lot of teams in our league.
What was the one takeaway from last night's win that you'd like to bottle up the most here in the home stretch?
Our offensive execution, which, you know, especially in the second half, we've had some unbelievable lulls in the second half of not being able to score the ball, whether it's because we're missing free throws or we're, you know, we're not on time on target with some of our passing. But I thought our execution, our offensive execution was pretty good. If we can bottle that up and continue to try to defend, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, John.
Any other questions for Coach Ed Cooley? Ed, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we understand that Steve Merfeld from Creighton is calling in momentarily, so we'll hang on for him before we move on. And I'm told now we do have Steve Merfeld from Coach Greg McDermott's staff. And as we said earlier, Creighton picked up a win on the road last night. They won 79-67, 14-13 overall, 5-9 in the Big East. Creighton's next game is home against Georgetown. Steve, we appreciate you calling in. If you could give us a comment on last night's game and then maybe look forward for a moment to the game against Georgetown on Saturday.
Yeah, it was very rewarding for our guys to finally get a win after four straight really tough losses in which we, you know, were in the game in the last 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and just couldn't get it done. So it was very, very good for our guys. Heading forward, we've got a very interesting and unique schedule in that we got Georgetown at home on Saturday before taking 7 days off. And then finishing the season with three games in 7 days. So hopefully playing well and looking forward to finishing strong down the stretch.
Questions for Coach Steve Merfeld. If you have a question, hit *1 on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
And we do have a question from Adam Zielonka with the Washington Times.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for doing the call and taking over for Greg McDermott today. I'm in Washington. I want to ask you about Mac McClung, the freshman guard there. He didn't go off too much on you in your first meeting, scored just 10 points, but he had 21 last night, most of them in the first half against a good Villanova team. So as his freshman year has gone on, and as you've probably studied some tape now on Georgetown, what do you see out of him that stands out among other freshmen?
I think most than anything is he's a fearless competitor. We were able to watch the game from last night on the flight home, and his explosiveness at the offensive end is very evident to everybody across the league. I mean, he's done some great things. He hasn't been as consistent as maybe they would like him to be, but that's part of being a freshman. But certainly very, very explosive. And as I said earlier, the biggest key for him, I think, is he's a fearless competitor and a winner.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from John Fanta with Big East Digital Network.
Hey, Steve. Just interested to know from what your perspective is on the journey of Martin Krumpel, 14.7 rebounds last night, but throughout this season, it just seems like he's getting better and better. And, you know, Greg McDermott said you never know because of just the path from injury recovery that he had. How has it been just seeing him, coaching him through this process?
It's actually been an amazing process for a young man that not only, you know, had to deal with one ACL, but this being his third ACL, and his mental approach to the rehab and his approach to practice each and every day, our biggest fear with him is that we're asking him to do too much and wearing down as we get to the final stages. I guess the good news in that situation is we do have a week off prior to that three-game stretch at the end of the year. But he's developed each and every year. He's gotten better and better. Different things have improved in his game. He's able to score around the block. He's able to stretch the defense. And he's rebounded a lot better for us these last four or five games as well.
And then another thought is just two wins separates third from 10th in the league still, and three of these final four games for you are at home. What kind of opportunity is this for the group, and what has allowed this group to stay with it through the tough times?
I think more than anything, we've got some really high-character individuals, guys that certainly understand what it means to be a teammate and how to handle adversity. A lot of teams would crumble under especially the difficult losses that we suffered this season. But they've hung together. They practiced extremely well with a lot of energy. And as I mentioned about Martin, we have to be careful with all these guys because we have several guys playing major, major minutes that we can't practice very long at this time of the season, as I'm sure everybody is going through those same things.
Thanks. Good luck Saturday.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Any other questions for Steve Merfeld of Creighton? Steve, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now we are moving on to DePaul, the other side of the Creighton-DePaul game last night, and Coach Dave Leto. As we said, Creighton won the game 79-67, and now DePaul is one of the two teams that does not play this weekend. They play at Georgetown next Wednesday. And DePaul right now 5-9 in the league, 13-12 overall. Dave, thanks for joining us on the call. If you could give us a brief thought on last night's game and then maybe your plans for your team in the next few days with your next game not coming till the 27th.
Yeah, well, thank you. Obviously not real happy, a bit disappointed with the outcome. And as you look back on it, we got a little bit disrupted early with some foul trouble, particularly, with the guys that give us and provide us with some good offense with both Paul and Femi on the bench. And Femi ended up getting his third foul before halftime. So that kind of, had us redirect some of the things that we had talked about and needed to do on both ends of the floor. And then I thought we hung tough until late in the first half where they got a couple of consecutive baskets and we squandered a couple of offensive opportunities. They got a half-court shot to put them up 11, and we found ourselves kind of, as we have been in a couple of other instances, scratching and clawing from behind. I thought, we were a little bit fatigued. They're a difficult team offensively because they push the ball so well. They share the ball so well. They got multiple people that think one pass ahead. And so if you're not careful, you're chasing the ball around. And that happened, a couple of different times that hurt us. And so, now we've got to be able to regroup, as a lot of teams have to do, win, lose, or draw in this league. And as you mentioned, we've got a few days off now without the luxury of playing this weekend to kind of shift our focus back to ourselves a little bit as opposed to our next opponent. And then and get ourselves mentally and physically ready for what will be a tough test next Wednesday.
Questions for Coach Dave Leto. Hit *1 on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our question comes from John Fanta with Big East Digital Network.
Hey, Dave. I know, obviously, you get to see him every day, but that's why I think it's cool to get your perspective, just because the national perspective may not get that inner lens as well. But Big East award season isn't far off. What makes you think that Paul Reed is a candidate for some of those categories?
Well, yeah, I don't know exactly all the categories of what maybe, you know, most improved and maybe a couple others, but, you know, he's
right.
A guy that's emerged on the scene in this league, who as a freshman played, sparingly, but showed some flashes. You know, I think the thing about him, as I've said, publicly before, is that he's still just scratching the surface, of his potential. And, he's doing it at a high rate. He's scoring, you know, with regularity. He's been our leading scorer in Big East play. He's a tremendous rebounder. He has a really good nose for the ball. And I think, you know, as his confidence grows, as he gets stronger, and as he continues to develop his game, both mentally and physically, that the best is yet to come. And I really believe that he's got a world of potential. And I think people are seeing that. And, you know, I there's a lot that goes into it. But, you know, he wasn't the directive of most people's scouting report earlier in the season, and now he is. And so it's an adjustment on our part, adjustment on his part to be mindful of that, but it speaks to his development and his rise in this league.
What area will you kind of take bull by the horns in this next week to work on with your team the most for this home stretch?
Well, you know, I think that at this time of year, there's not a whole lot that you can change. So, you know, might put some wrinkles in here or there, or talk about some things that you don't necessarily talk about. I think one of the things that gets lost is trying to continue to shore up fundamentals. You know, if you watch games closely, and, you know, sometimes it's a decision here, a decision there, or a errant pass here, or, you know, those kind of things that can make or break a game. So we're going to try to at first concentrate on some fundamentals physically. We've got to get some rest, obviously. And then emotionally, this 18 game schedule, if you're not careful, can take a toll on you. So we've got to make sure that we're in the right mindset to continue on these last four games starting with next Wednesday. So we'll do that. And then we may, you know, tinker something here or there would be an adjustment to either our offense or our defense.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Coach Dave Leto of DePaul, please? Dave, looks like we're good. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next up we have Coach Laval Jordan of Butler. Butler was in Milwaukee last night at Marquette. Marquette came away with a 79-69 win. Bulldogs 6-8 in the league, 15-12 overall. And we have Coach Laval Jordan on the line. Laval, thanks for joining us on the call. And if you could give us a brief comment on last night's game, and then you're also the other team in the league off for a few days until Providence home game.
Yes, I thought, obviously the Marquette is sitting at the top of the league right now for a reason. They're a good team, and, you know, we had a good plan to start the game against them in the first half, and thought we executed really well. You know, knew at some point, you know, they're at home, they play well at home, they're going to make a run, and when they made that run about, you know, after the media timeout, first media timeout in the second half, we responded, just didn't sustain. And, you know, credit goes to them. They had some guys step up and make some big shots and plays. And you know, we had some opportunities and just didn't seize them in that moment. And so now it's all about our response coming out of it. And as you said, we got the weekend off here, and we got Providence who's playing well. Just beat St. John's coming in on Tuesday. So we've got a few days. I think every coach relishes those couple get better days when you can not necessarily have a scouting report to have to worry about, but you can work on yourselves, whether it be the fundamentals and just getting back to some basics and cleaning up some things so you can be better.
Questions for Coach Laval Jordan? Hit *1 on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
And we do have a question from John Fanta with Big East Digital Network.
Hey, Laval. Curious to know, it's only human nature, obviously, where you and your group fall in terms of the postseason discussion. How do you try to balance that, maybe keep your guys from looking into those types of scenarios and implications, or do you embrace it?
Yeah, I think it's something that everybody knows what, you know, we all have the same goal at the end of the year. We want to be playing in the NCAA tournament and competing for a national championship. And you're playing in this league, which gives you plenty of opportunity to position yourself to have that opportunity. And so coming into the season knowing that, you know, you kind of shelf it. And then, you know, right now as you're battling every night in the Big East and you know it's going to be one, two possessions, and there's such a concentration level you have to have on the moment, you just focus on the next game. So that's been our focus the entire Big East season, is just trying to go 1-0 in the next one, learning the lessons, win or lose, trying to take the good and moving on here. We've got a couple games at home to finish, and we want to try to do well and protect our home court. And then we've got Villanova on the road, Providence on the road. And so we just got to take them one at a time, and I think our guys, you know, you can't completely – block it out. There's too many avenues and too many channels that some of that stuff can come
right
in. But you're trying to just focus in the locker room and on the court on today.
You've talked about this with your group throughout the season about really making sure you match and exceed teams physically to get the result you want. How much is Providence a test of that?
That's who they are. Yeah, Ed's team. Just from my, obviously my first year in the league last year, but even having a couple guys on staff that have been around in the last few seasons since Ed's been there, is, you know, they're going to be physical. There's a reason that their defense is up near the top of the league in conference play, and they've got, you know, matchup bodies, just, you know, a bunch of guys with size and strength and athleticism. So they really, you know, they can really make it hard on you defensively with their physicality and their length. So we'll have to get prepared for that.
And did you have any other questions, sir?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go on to our next question with John Stepp with the Marquette Wire.
Which, you just saw Marcus Howard. He plays a lot of minutes, but do you see any drop-off fatigue-wise with him over the course of a game?
No, I think I think his conditioning levels are at a premium, you know, just based on the two games that we've played against him. And he can last. You know, he did a good job last night of picking his spots. I thought we bothered him, you know, much better than we did in game one. He had 7 turnovers. You know, we had a good get. I felt comfortable with our game plan there. And it's just when you do slip up and make a mistake, he makes you pay. And obviously you got to be in good shape for that, because you don't know when those opportunities are going to come. And, you know, each time that we did falter in an assignment or just a small error, he made us pay.
Thank you.
Do we have any other questions for Coach Laval Jordan of Butler? Laval, looks like we're good. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have a few minutes before Chris Mullen of St. John's can hang with us. In the standings last night, we said in our men's basketball minute, got scrunched up even further. St. John's and Seton Hall, after Marquette and Villanova. Marquette's in first at 11-2. Villanova's now 11-3. Then it's Seton Hall and St. John's at 7-7. Georgetown at 6-7. Butler, Xavier, 6-8. And then a three-way tie at 5-9 among Providence, DePaul, and Creighton. And we've played 69 conference games out of 90, so we have 21 to play. 3 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Fox, Fox doubleheader on Saturday afternoon. Marquette at Providence, noon Eastern. And then Georgetown at Creighton, 2:30 Eastern. And then one game in the evening, and that will be Seton Hall at St. John's at Madison Square Garden. That's on FS1 at 8 p.m. Again, we're still 2 minutes short of Chris Mullen's scheduled time, so hang with us if you can. Again, tournament credentials are sportssystems.com/Big East, Sports Systems, double S in the middle, S on the end, sportssystems.com/Big East 4, Big East tournament credentials. And if you have not applied, we ask that you do so fairly soon. Thank you. And our final call of the year is going to be on Monday, March 11th. Again, we appreciate you hanging with us here. Again, we're hanging on for Coach Chris Mullen of St. John's. St. John's last night went to Providence. Providence 78-59 winner. And from that game for St. John's, their leading scorer was L.J. Figueroa with 16 points. The only other starter in double figures was Justin Simon with 10 points and 5 rebounds. John shot 36.1% from the field, while the Friars shot 43.1%. And St. John's is getting ready to play Seton Hall on Saturday. That game will be at the Garden on FS1 at 8 p.m. Eastern. So St. John's and Seton Hall are both 7-7 in the league. Overall, St. John's 19-8, Seton Hall 16-10. Okay, I've just got a text from Steve Dombrowski of St. John's. It says, Coach Mullen is not going to be available for the call. If you need to get in touch with him, reach out to Steve Dombrowski, and Steve will try to help you there. So, again, we're going to have some time before we get to Coach Steve Wojciechowski of Marquette. We are going to be able to get to Coach a few minutes earlier, around 44 minutes after the hour instead of 48. So that'll be a little helpful. But anyway, if we have people on the call, that obviously that's going to be our plan. We are going to be able to get, as I announced earlier, Coach Kevin Willard is under the weather and not available for our call today. And so it looks like our next coach is going to be Steve Wojciechowski, and that's going to be about 44 minutes after the hour. We've been kind of keeping track on our daily updates with home team records, and home teams have not won at the usual rate in league games. Right now, 39-30, which is 56.5%, or winning percentage of 565. That's a little less. That's less than usual. When you look back year to year with our winning percentages of home teams. And in conference play, as I said earlier, we've played 69 league games, and 30 have been decided by 6 points or less or gone into overtime. So 30 of 69 games, 6 points or less, or gone into overtime. And also, big picture look at our standings. The Big East is the only Division I conference that does not have a team with a losing record. So all of the Big East schools have winning records, overall winning records, obviously. And looking at Marquette for a second, Marquette's now 11-2 in the Big East. They are 22-4 overall. And in looking back at seasons in the Big East, the best tournament seed that Marquette has had as a Big East member, Marquette became a member in 05-06. That was their first year in the league. Their highest seed in the Big East tournament was in 2011-12 when they were the number two seed. So they've been the number two seed once, and that was their highest. After that, they were a three once the following year, and that was 2012-13, which is also the year they made it to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. and the most wins for Marquette in a Big East season. They were 14-4 in both of those years. So 14-4 in 11-12 and 14-4 in 12-13. So makes sense that their two highest tournament seeds were also their best seasons in the league. They tied for first in 12-13, and in 11-12 they finished in second place. And we're supposed to have Coach on the line in just a couple of minutes here. So, again, we apologize for the disruption here with some other schools, but we'll have Coach Steve Wojciechowski on in a couple minutes. One more note about Marquette's schedule. Last five games, they have five games left. Three are on the road, at Providence, at Villanova, home against Creighton, at Seton Hall, and home against Georgetown on the final regular season day, which is March 9th. So three out of the five remaining on the road for Marquette. And we have Coach Wojciechowski on the line from Marquette. And as we've said, Marquette last night came up with a win over Butler, 79-69. Marquette now 11-2 in the Big East and in first place, 22-4 overall. And their next game is at Providence on Saturday. That's a national Fox broadcast at noon Eastern. Steve, thanks for joining us on the call. If you can give us a comment or two on last night's victory and then look ahead a little bit to Providence.
Well, we were really proud of our win against Butler, especially coming off a long layoff. I thought Butler was really ready to play. I thought they knocked us back with the pace of play and their physicality. Fortunately, after halftime, I thought our guys got our legs back under us and were able to make some key plays. So it was a really good win for our program and got another really tough test coming, here with Providence. Providence gave us all, we could handle, in our first matchup. I really thought, they brought the fight to us when we played them in Fiserv. They're a very physical team. I think they're, really coming together as a group. I think Nate Watson is really establishing himself as one of the top big men, not only in the Big East, but throughout the country. So we'll have our hands full and hopefully we'll be up for the challenge.
Questions for Coach Wojciechowski? Hit star one on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our first question comes from Gino Green with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Big East is the only league in Division I that has all their teams at or above 500 right now. And what does that speak to the depth of, and the quality of the league, especially with the Big East tournament coming 3 weeks from now?
Well, our league is incredibly competitive. Obviously, there's great coaching in our league and a lot of talented teams. The parity night in and night out. I think any team is capable of winning any game in front of them, and I think the records reflect that. And coming down the stretch run, I think you're going to see a lot of highly competitive games, highly contested games as we finish the regular season and head into the Big East tournament.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Ben Steele with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Coach. You know, you're in kind of uncharted waters as a head coach, at least, being first place so deep into the season. I'm just wondering, being so close to your goals as a team, do you need to verbalize that with your guys, and how do you kind of balance that with getting prepared for the next game?
Well, you know, I think we have to stay on message with what has gotten us to this point. And that's been a total focus on what's in front of us, trying to really take care of business in terms of having great preparation and knowing who we're playing. And then when it comes down to game time, being competitive and executing the game plan, I don't think we want to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, I said with the last question, every game that's played in the Big East is up for grabs. And so for us, in order for us to reach our goals, you got to take it one step at a time, and you can't get too far ahead of yourself.
And you said a lot this season that your guys have been a great preparation team. Do you think that just kind of stems from, you know, having leaders like Marcus and Sam who've been through the wars a little bit?
You know, I think our leadership has been terrific. I think Marcus's leadership, Sam's leadership on a day-to-day basis, and making sure that the entire group mindset is in a good space. We have more veterans this year than we've ever had since I've been at Marquette, and certainly having some older guys who've been through it and who know what to expect helps in that way as well.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from John Stepp with Marquette Wire.
Hey, Coach. Long time no see. Going into a game against Providence with kind of a little more of a physical presence, how helpful is it to kind of have an improved big man presence of your own with Theo, John, and Ed Morrow?
Well, those two guys have been key to our success. They've provided us a great physical presence around the basket. You know, one of the reasons we're a better defensive team can be attributed to the presence that they give us with their rim protection, with their rebounding, with their physicality. Coming up against Providence, who I think is the most physical team in our league, not just in the post, but at multiple positions. You know, we're going to have to be ready for a very physical battle, and we'll need both Ed and Theo to lead the charge with that.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Coach Steve Wojciechowski, please? Like we're good, Steve. Thanks you, and we appreciate your time as always. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.
And we are a few minutes ahead of schedule, as we've been today. We're going to try to get Coach Patrick Ewing on in a few minutes. He's not due until 56 after. We'll see if we can get him a couple of minutes earlier than that. And that's our plan right now. Georgetown improved last night to 6-7 in the league. They are 16-10 overall, and they had the win over Villanova. And that final was 85-73 for Georgetown. In that game for the Hoyas, Jesse Govan and Mac McClung each scored 21 points. Jesse Govan, 21 points to go along with 11 rebounds. And those two guys shot a combined 14 of 24 from the field and 5 of 10 from three-point range. And Georgetown is part of the Fox doubleheader on Saturday. Marquette Providence first, and then Georgetown at Creighton, and that is 2:30 Eastern, and that's on the Fox Broadcast Network. So for Georgetown, who said was 6-7, so they have 5 games left. 3 on the road as well. At Creighton, home against DePaul and Seton Hall, and then they turn around and play Creighton again. So the last week of the season, they're at DePaul and at Marquette. So 6-7 right now in the league for the Hoyas. In our plan for our all-league announcements, we plan to announce the all-Big East teams on Sunday, the 10th, and then some of our individual awards on the 11th, which is the Monday, and that will be Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved Player, Sixth Man of the Year. And then we will have our press conference, as usual, on Wednesday at the Garden, where we announce Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Scholar Athlete of the Year. And now we have Coach Patrick Ewing on from Georgetown. And as we said, Georgetown beat Villanova last night, 85-73. And the Hoyas now 6-7 in the league, and they're 16-10 overall, getting ready to go out to Omaha to play Creighton on Saturday. Coach Patrick Ewing is on the line. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you can give us maybe a comment on last night's win, and then moving forward, your next game is Creighton.
Yes. How you doing, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, I should say. You know, it was a great win for us last night. Thought that my guys, you know, showed a lot of resiliency, especially after the way we lost to Seton Hall about a week ago now. That was a great bounce back win against, you know, one of the dominant teams in our conference. You know, very pleased with our performance. You know, the guys played hard. They, you know, came out and, you know, had energy and effort, and I was just pleased with the win.
And Coach, can you talk a little bit about the next game upcoming against Creighton?
You know, we have to build on what we did last night. You know, Creighton, they beat us the last time we were here that we played them. You know, they're a talented team. They spread the floor, and they can shoot the heck out the ball, do a lot of different things. So we definitely have to bring our A game if we want to get a quality win on the road.
Questions for Coach Patrick Ewing? Hit *1 on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our first question will come from Geno Green with College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Well, with the Big East tournament about 3 weeks out now, talk about the league, especially in terms of its depth, with the only league in the country with all 10 of its teams at or above 500 overall.
I mean, it shows how competitive our league is. You know, you have Villanova, you have Marquette at the top of the conference, and then everybody else is all jumbled up. One win could, put you all the way up to third, and one loss could put you all the way, you know, to the bottom. You know, everyone is, you know, this is so important going down. We have 5 games left. I'm not sure how many other schools have, but you know, every game counts. To the run to the Big East tournament.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from John Fancy with Big East Digital Network.
Hey,
hi,
John.
Patrick. Congrats on the win last
Thanks.
Night. You've talked about that vision that you've had for this program. How cool was the vibe in the building last night?
Oh, the vibe was great. I thought our students came out and supported us. Our community came out and supported us. It was, you know, one of the biggest games of our season. And, you know, I thought that my guys, you know, fed off the emotions of our fans.
What did it say about your group's sense of toughness? You've talked about growing that toughness, that they could respond the way that they did with, you know, a week following that tough loss, and you have to go up against the reigning national champions, and they did it in the fashion that they did.
You know, we've lost a lot of close games this year, games that we could have easily have won. But I thought that, you know, when you play young guys and play young guys significant minutes, you know, that's what's going to happen. You know, you're going to win, lose. You lose more than you probably, you know, need to. But I believe that they're growing right in front of my eyes. And even though we still, you know, the season is almost over, we still have a lot of basketball that's left to be played.
I'd imagine your phone was buzzing a little bit after last night's game, a little bit more than normal, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I think you might have been one of those people.
Do we have any more other questions for Coach Patrick Ewing, please? There we go. Here's a question.
Our next question will come from Bobby Bancroft with SB Nation.
Hey, Patrick. Recently down in Memphis, Penny Hardaway has mentioned his interest in setting up a series for you guys at some point. I was wondering what your relationship was with him going back to the NBA, and have you had those talks, and is there interest on your end?
Yeah, Penny and I are pretty good friends. You know, got to know him when we was in the league together. You know, scheduling, I'm not thinking about scheduling right now. Right now my main concern is focusing on Creighton and the task of trying to, you know, better our position in the Big East tournament. But, you know, they have called and, you know, we've had discussions, and I'm not sure what we're going to do as yet.
Last night when we talked about that being your first win against a ranked opponent, you had mentioned that your son had brought that to your attention before the game. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit? Was he sort of giving you some, you know, some motivation? Was he kind of giving you some good-natured ribbing? What was sort of that conversation like with Patrick Ewing Jr.?
No. He was just letting me know. It was after the game when he brought it to my attention. You know, as coaches, we don't think of those things. We think of, you know, here and now, and, you know, trying to get our team to improve every day. And when he brought it to my attention right before I went into my press conference, he was like, you know, this is your biggest significant win against, you know, a ranked opponent. And, you know, I'm young still in coaching in terms of being a head coach. So hopefully I'll have a lot more to come.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Any more questions for Coach Patrick Ewing, please? Patrick, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Thanks. Patrick was referring to close games this year by the Hoyas in games decided by 5 points or less or going into overtime. They are 3-5, and that is part of their 16-10 overall record. So Georgetown, they are at Creighton on Saturday afternoon. And we are a couple minutes ahead of Travis Steele from Xavier, who came up with a victory last night at Seton Hall. And so just hang with us for a minute or so here. That final was Xavier 70, Seton Hall 69. And for Xavier, Najee Marshall had a career-high 28 points, and he also had 5 assists in the win. And Tyreek Jones had his 8th double-double of the year, and that ties for the league lead. Tyreek has had 18 points and 15 rebounds last night in the win at Seton Hall. And we have Coach Travis Steele on the line from Xavier. As we just said, Xavier came up with the win at Seton Hall last night. They're now 6-8 in the league, 14-13 overall, and have won their last three. Xavier's next game is home on Sunday against Villanova. That's a CBS broadcast, and that is 1:30 Eastern. Travis, thanks for joining us on the call. If you can give us a comment or two on last night's victory at Seton Hall, and then look ahead a little bit to the Villanova game.
Yeah, you know, I was really proud of our guys' effort last night against a really, really tough and well-coached Seton Hall team. You know, I thought our guys stuck with it for 40 minutes. You know, anytime, obviously, you can get a win on the road in this league, you take it whether it's pretty or whether it's ugly. But I thought our defense, for the most part, again last night, was pretty dang good. You know, Najee Marshall did a tremendous job on one of the best guards in the entire country, Miles Powell, just making him earn his points. And I thought that led to, you know, Najee doing really well on the offensive end as well, and he's playing with a lot of confidence with his jump shot. And then Tyreek Jones was a man among men last night again, and he's been that way recently for us, just with his presence inside on both ends of the floor and on the glass. But obviously, you know, it's next game mentality. You know, we got a really big challenge with Villanova on our hands this upcoming Sunday.
Questions for Coach Travis Steele? Hit star one on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our first question will come from Geno Green with College Sports Overload.
Good afternoon, Travis.
Good afternoon.
So the conference tournament is about 3 weeks away now. I talked to a couple of coaches from last night's game and to today's teleconference. Talk about the depth of your conference, especially as you guys, you might not even know it, but as you guys are the only league in the country that has all 10 teams at or above 500 overall.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of parity in this league. You know, I really believe anybody can beat anybody on any given night, and you have to bring your A game every single night in order just to compete and give yourself a chance to win. You know, a lot of these games in our league have been decided by 1 or 2 or 3 points, you know, a couple possessions here and there. You know, you gotta be able to execute, especially down the stretch, you know, offensively and defensively. It's going to make for, I know this, a very, very exciting Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. So anything will be able to happen in that tournament, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Shannon Russell from The Athletic.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Shannon. How you doing?
I'm well. After going through that tough skid, the 6-game losing streak, you guys have won 3 in a row. Can you put your finger on what has been going so well for you guys in the last 3 games to change the course?
Yeah, you know, I think number one, it's been our defensive improvement. You know, I think at that end of the floor, I think we're defending 3 a lot better. You know, we're there on the catch a lot more, but more disciplined, and we got to continue to keep getting better in those areas. You know, because again, the defense travels whether you're playing, whether we're playing in Centos Center or we're playing on the road or we're playing in MSG for the Big East tournament here shortly. You know, that it travels. And I think that's been leading to some pretty good results for us as of late. And it's become hopefully our identity. You know, I told our guys in the locker room, you know, every team, any good team has an identity. And if you don't, then it means you're not very good. And hopefully our identity is starting to become more on the defensive side of the ball. So we keep on improving here down the stretch of the season.
Keontae Kennedy has taken some time away from the team. Kind of surprising since he just was practicing up through, you know, until this game at Seton Hall. Can you offer any insight on that, and do you expect him to come back?
you know, he just has a personal issue. He's taking some time away from the team right now, so he's not practicing or playing in any games. He is still going to class, and all that. You know, we're going to kind of see where that goes. We're going to give him some time away.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, Travis. Villanova will be coming into your building Sunday, having lost three of their last four. I just wondered if, in your observations of Villanova, and maybe you haven't even had a chance to watch them yet since you just played last night, but have you noticed anything that could be a reason for maybe slipping, or maybe just the teams they're playing are a little more fired up?
You know, I think, number one, I think all the teams in the Big East are really good. Like I said, you know, earlier, I think any team can beat any team on any given night in this league. And you know, Villanova, you know, they've been the premier team in our conference, you know, over the last 5 years. You know, so they're going to have the bullseye, so to speak, on their back and on their chest, and they're going to get everybody's best shot. And you know, so they're a terrific team. And obviously they're very, very well coached. They have great players, Phil Booth and Pascal and those guys. You know, they're a team that, you know, that can beat anybody in the entire country on any given night. And we're looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to getting an opportunity to play against them.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Adam Baum with Cincinnati Inquirer.
Hey, Travis, how's it going, man?
Doing well, Adam.
So, you know, the six-game losing streak, why do you think that this team never stopped believing in themselves when it could have kind of been easy to fold it in and kind of chalk this season up?
You know, I think we try to stay really positive with those guys. As you know, there can be a lot of negativity around, whether it's on social media and stuff, when you do go on losing streaks. And, you know, I think our guys, you know, stayed positive. They stayed with it in practice. You know, I never felt like, even during the losing streak, I never felt like we had bad practices. I thought our guys came ready every single day to compete, to learn. And I just told those guys, I just want to see those guys get better. And they stuck to that process, and give them a lot of credit, man. It shows the character of the guys that we have in our locker room.
Thanks a lot, Trev.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Coach Travis Steele of Xavier? Travis, looks like we're good. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that Xavier plays on Sunday against Villanova, and that's a CBS broadcast at 1:30. So we have three games on Saturday and one on Sunday in the Big East. And now we're moving on to Villanova and Coach Jay Wright. And Villanova went down to Georgetown last night. Georgetown came away with an 85-73 victory. And Villanova now 11-3 in the Big East, 20-7 overall. And as we just said, getting ready to go back out on the road again for a Sunday afternoon game at Xavier. Jay, thanks for joining us on the call. If you can give us maybe a brief comment from last night, and then your thoughts moving up to Xavier.
Thanks, John. Great atmosphere last night. Great game. Georgetown played extremely well. Shot the ball well. McClung was really tough in the first half, and I thought Jesse Goldman, you know, just a force, just a really dominant force on the glass. You know, inside an inside presence offensively, and even hit a big three at the end. So they just really played well. We didn't shoot the ball well. I thought early had some, you know, opportunities even early in the second half. Every time we had an opportunity to get it close, we had a tough defensive possession, and just didn't get it done. So we got Xavier coming up, who's playing extremely well. Another road game, and I'm sure going to be a great environment. And we had a tough time with them on the boards also last time we played them, so we know that's going to be tough. But we also know they're playing on a different level right now than they were last time they played us.
Questions for Coach Jay Wright. It's star one on your telephone. The operator will introduce you.
Our first question will come from Geno Green with College Sports Overload.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon, Geno.
All right, so a little bit under 3 weeks left in the conference season. The conference tournament's going to be coming in New York City. I don't know if you're aware of that. I know you've been busy and all, but the Big East is the only league in Division I that has all your teams at or above 500 in overall play. Can you talk about the depth of the conference and how things are going to shape out over the next few weeks as we get closer to Selection Sunday?
Yeah, it is really interesting this year. It's always interesting to me how just every year is unique, you know, in college basketball. And we all try to find trends and compare years to years, but every year is unique. And I think this year for the Big East, which is relatively young, this new Big East, we have a year where I think we have a lot of really good teams. Besides, you know, Marquette, maybe, you know, not really any dominant teams yet, but I think you see a lot of young teams that are growing that could, by the end of the year, be really good. And there are no weak teams. I think that's the kind of year it is. And I think there's great depth. I think the Big East is always going to be that way. I've said that. It's a basketball conference. Every school is a basketball school. You know, all the schools have been to Final Fours. So you're not looking at any schools that are football schools that have a basketball team. Like these teams are going to be really good every year, and a lot of years, a good number of these teams are going to be dominant.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from John Fanta with Big East Digital Network.
Hey, Jay, just curious a little bit more into last night. Is it part of just the fact that it's basketball and those open looks, you know, fair amount of them just weren't falling for you guys last night, or is there something more to it?
Well, you know, John, I know in the media you have to find, you know, specific answers. You have to find storylines, you know. But it's definitely – it's never one thing, you know. Some things are glaring, like you said. You know, we did get good looks. You know, we get good looks that we normally make. But we've had games like that before where, you know, you don't have makes, but you're missing shots, but you find a guy like McClung in transition. You find him and you don't let him get hot. Or you're not making shots and, you know, you find a way to box out Govan, and he doesn't get the M1. He had two M1 offensive rebounds, three-point plays during crucial stretches. You know, you get to the foul line. You know, you make a strong move. You get the call. You get to the foul line. So definitely we had looks we didn't make, but we didn't do the other things that make up for that.
Thanks. Good luck Saturday, Sunday.
Thanks, John.
Any other questions for Coach Jay Wright? Jay, it looks like we're good. Thanks for your time, as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Johnny. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the call today. We appreciate your patience and apologize for not having a full slate for you today. But anyway, our next and last call of the season is Monday, and that's going to be Monday, March 11th. Same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, and that will be 2 days before we start the Big East Tournament. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
Once again, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation.